This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Okay, this is a big deal. Right now, caller number 9, you get to talk to Hooman, and you get a pair of weekend tickets to Sonoma Harvest Music Festival. Oh. Winners can pick the weekend that they want. The tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. at SonomaHarvestMusicFestival.com. Right now, call number 9-800-400-3697 gets a pair of weekend tickets. The first weekend is September 14th and 15th. On the 14th, it's Ben Harper and the Innocent Criminals, Iration, the record company Mandolin Orange, Maggie Kerner. September 15th, Ms. Lauryn Hill, CeeLo Green, Carl Denson's Tiny Universe, North Mississippi All-Stars, and Monophonics. And then the second weekend, is this Cold War Kids?
That's correct.
They're on the 22nd. On the 21st, it's Churches, Walk the Moon, Mr. Wives, Atlas Genius, and The Score. And September 22nd, Death Cab for Cutie, Silver Sun Pickups, Cold War Kids, Mondo Cosmo, and Nightly. This is a big deal. It's a two-weekend festival, different acts. It's like sort of like Coachella in that it's over two weekends, and not like them as in that there's different acts
right.
every night.
So you totally want to buy both tickets.
Right.
All
you
the
might,
tickets.
You might want to go to both.
Yeah.
SonomaHarvestMusicFestival.com. You can get tickets starting tomorrow at 10 a.m. or win a pair right now, and we'll have these all week. So 800-400-3697, call number 9, gets the tickets. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by the Bay Area Radio Museum, the Bay Area Radio Hall of Fame. We're up for a 2019 Sherwood Award, and we would love to win it. So if you could go to RadioAlice.com, there's a link there to get you over. And put in a little vote for Sarah and Vinny.
Please.
We'd appreciate it.
Help us out.
Thank
win,
you.
Win,
help
win.
Us out.
We like winning stuff.
A lot.
Yep. You don't think you want to until you find out you're nominated.
And right,
you're
like, and then yeah, you yeah, go, I gotta
totally,
have that.
Totally want to win that.
I want the satin jacket with the microphone on it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Is that what we get? I want one of those.
I want Cool Breeze put on the collar.
Oh, Cool Breeze, is that
cool
you?
Breeze.
Not Dork Johnson?
No, it's Cool. My nickname's Cool Breeze right here.
Right.
I've never heard you call that. That's weird.
A lot of people call me that.
Really,
Sarah.
Who?
Tons of people.
Really, who? Name one.
A lot of people that
really?
I know.
Because I've heard Bonnie.
Well, sure, the autocorrect. I mean, that's.
Vinfro.
But, you know, a lot of people.
Dork Johnson.
Anyway, the point is when I order my jacket, I'm going to order it with Cool Breeze across the top here.
What, is it going to be blue or pink? Or?
Not pink. Come on.
Oh, go pink. Let's go pink.
Let me see what.
Pink Ladies Gang.
There, I know, I love that. Sarah and Vinny. Ooh, you guys were losing steam.
What?
59%.
Oh, no.
Yesterday we were 60.
You guys, help us out.
We're only down 1%.
That 1% means everything. That's win or lose, Vinny.
Help us out. Help us out.
Help us out.
Help us out. Go to RadioAlice.com and vote. You can vote once a day. We'd really appreciate it if you voted for us.
That's right.
Makes our boss happy, you know. When the boss is happy, everyone's
we're
happy. Help us out. Help us out. Help us out. Help us out. So, remember, what was it? Heavymetal.net or something?
Yeah.
Heavier metal.net.
There's one here called Metal Wani.
How do you spell Wani?
W-A-N-I. Metal Wani.
Okay.
And I guess they're metal addicts. And they're saying that they've just heard from an anonymous source that Iron Maiden and Judas Priest are going
to
do a U.S. tour next year
with
support acts Testament, Obituary, and The Raven Age.
Do you know how great Testament is?
I don't.
They're so great. You would love Testament.
Would I?
Yeah. And I used to play a ton of them on my first rock station that I worked at.
What's their big hit? Let's play some Testament.
Well, at that time, now this was 25 years ago, Crown. Hold on, I'll get it for you. It's something Crown, but they had a huge hit.
Look up Testament, Crown.
Testament, Crown. They're a local band too.
Crown Electric.
Crown Electric.
Electric Crown.
Electric Crown. That's a
Electric
huge
Crown.
Hit right, by Testament.
Here we go. Let's decide.
Uh-oh. Any swear words in there?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
It doesn't look like it.
There's got to be a radio edit if you're playing it on the radio.
That's true.
We played it a lot. But these guys are local, and they're rad.
Yeah.
Come on!
I could live without them.
Now, that is really Old Testament. There's new
Old
stuff.
Oh, there's a New Testament, too?
I have tons of it.
Yeah, I got it. I was laughing, but if I said anything about the Bible, I'll get a million texts going, oh, why would you support Testament?
What do you like,
the,
the Old Testament or the New Testament?
You're a New Testament guy, right?
I'm a New Testament guy, yeah. But, you know.
Anyway, no dates have been announced so far, but they're calling
Maiden,
it...
Maiden, Priest, and Testament.
And, well, I don't know if Testament will be on every date, Vinny. You know,
oh,
they're,
come
they're
on,
calling...
they got to play in the Bay Area. They're from here.
The Metal Legions Tour. They're saying arenas and amphitheaters, spring and summer of next year. Oh, there's a few quotes in here, but there's just nothing confirmed. But anyway, there you go. That gets us going. Iron Maiden, Judas Priest, Testament, and more. You hate to be rounded up in the "and more" section, but... Quentin Tarantino has a new rule for being on set during his films. Check your phone in at the booth when you enter.
Okay.
He outlawed.
That's fair.
He basically said that if you are caught with a cell phone, you're fired. This was actor Timothy Olyphant, who plays real life actor James Stacy in the upcoming Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
He did an interview and he said that there was a no cell phone use during filming. He says here, his set is unlike anything I've ever been on. Quentin has got no cell phones on set. None. You're fired. Cell phone out. Done. You're going home. I guess Timothy Olyphant is on the Santa Clarita Diet. He went on to say Tarantino had a booth set up for the cast and crew to check their phones in once they arrived on set each day. And they could get them back. If you need to make a phone call, you go out on the street and make a phone call. And then you check your thing back in at the booth.
You know, Wyatt, part of the reason I like that is you've taken it away from people in a way that even allows them to do their craft. Like, the actors can stay in their little bubble and not constantly be like, yes, the cookies are in the second drawer on the right. Why are you? I'm working. You know what I mean? Or whatever they, you know, the kids are texting about. Like, look, dude, I'm working. I'm trying to be Charles Manson over here, and I'm answering cookie questions.
Oliphant said, from his perspective, the rule wasn't implemented to stop people from taking videos or pictures at the studio. He said it was about creating an environment where we're all here making this thing. That's what we're going to do. We aren't going to be over there doing some other thing. We're here, and this is what we're doing, and we're going to take it really seriously. And he said it was one of the greatest gifts he gave the entire crew and actors.
What a guess I made. That's it.
The star-studded cast includes... when is this coming out? Is this September?
July.
Oh, in July?
Yeah.
I can't wait for this.
I think it's mid-July.
Brad Pitt, Leo DiCaprio, Margot Robbie, who plays Manson family murder victor and actress Sharon Tate. And there's been bitching about the size of her role.
Not big enough, right?
Who's?
Margot Robbie's.
Oh, really?
Also stars Luke Perry in his final role.
Mm-hmm.
Kurt Russell, Dakota Fanning, Lena Dunham.
July 26th.
Oh, 26th.
So like, every time I read a story, there's some new actor that's been added to this thing. I'm like, oh, really? Lena Dunham, huh? Wonder what she plays. So I can't wait. I'm a Quentin Tarantino fan.
Yeah.
I think there should be more places where people can't be with their nose on their cell phone.
I think it's neat because you are expected to answer your phone by your family, your partner, whatever.
Everyone that knows you.
If you tell them, the phone's not, it's off. I can't bring it on the set.
Right. And I'm there 14 hours a day.
Right.
I'll hit you tonight.
Right. Then you've removed their...
If it's an emergency, here's a number you can call that you can get an emergency message to me. I'm sure
they had
something like that set up.
It's just seems to me like that's... He's doing them a favor in their storytelling craft.
Right. Like, it does seem like, though, you know what they say about TV and movies and, you know, it's a hurry up and wait thing. You spend a lot of time in your trailer.
That's what I was thinking.
So I guess you can't have it there either.
Yeah.
You just play checkers or Scrabble.
Maybe some other.
Practice your lines
line
for
stuff.
Crying out loud.
No,
why don't you?
I already know all my lines.
Forgetting that one.
I know all my lines. I'm fine. moms will basically do anything for their kids.
Sure. Not dads, though. They won't do that.
No, dads. They won't do it. They're like, no way, man.
Forget you.
That's not cool. Pam Anderson You know, they're rebooting The Hills. Let me start there.
I know. They are.
What's and they're going to do it with the Brody Jenner people, apparently.
The crew, that is, was their people.
Right. Uh-huh. So is the... I'm sorry. Can you please explain this to me? Is The Hills a scripted show or is The Hills a reality show?
It's a scripted reality show.
And are we talking about The Hills of Laguna Beach?
Before, I believe, Vinny, I could be wrong. Someone tell me I'm wrong. I believe it was Laguna Hills first, that show, and then it went to The Hills.
So there's any hills? If you live on a hill, you can...
So some people... No, I think it was like Beverly Hills.
Okay.
Oh. It was Laguna Beach, those kids there, and then some of them went to The Hills.
What's the name? What's the show that, like, Spencer
that's
and
where,
Heidi...
That's where they came from.
The Hills.
Yeah.
Not Laguna Beach.
I didn't really watch Laguna Beach. I know Lauren, whatever her face was.
Conrad.
Yeah, Conrad came from Laguna Beach.
And then went on
Heidi
The Hills.
Heidi might have came there first, and then... Yeah.
So you're saying this is like a reality show that stars all these people playing themselves in sort of realistic situations where they've sort of written a conflict for...
Yeah, at the very end of, I think the very end of The Hills, the finale, they came on and the kids said that it was, most of it was scripted. And they like removed the sets and you're like, oh my God. It felt like, you know, they fooled a lot of people thinking that it was just living their life. In reality, it was some scripted stuff.
There's a great
bit. But I know it's coming back.
Yeah, oh, it's coming back. And it's some of the same people, apparently. But then there's a whole new cast of younger people. On SNL, they do this thing once in a while called The Californians. Have you ever seen that bit?
No, never.
It's hilarious.
So lame.
Oh, my God.
So not true.
It's so
stupid.
GD funny.
No one likes it.
Like, you take the 101.
Us Californians or what?
To the Topanga Canyon. It's so.
Avocado toast.
It's so funny.
Sprouts.
It's great.
And you would like it.
Oh, my God. I love it. It's hilarious. So it looks like Brandon Thomas Lee is going to be starring on this. That would be Tommy Lee and Pam Anderson's son.
Oh, all right.
He is now, I guess, 23.
Mm-hmm. He's a good-looking kid, too. Big surprise.
I know, right? Great-looking parents.
You don't think he's good-looking?
I don't. I think he's doofy-looking, actually, and especially this outfit he's got on. I don't. Maybe this is.
This one.
Yeah, that's the one. He just looks so greasy.
Well, he's born to money.
Yeah, he looks, at least what I'm looking at, he looks so effective.
He,
like,
just looks
so Hollywood.
Yeah, he's just born to money.
Douchey.
So it looks like his mom, Pam Anderson, is going to make a cameo alongside him on the MTV reboot of The Hills. She shot a quick scene with him that was featured in an Instagram teaser for the show. Mm-hmm. Is the whole scene on there, by any chance? Basically, she's saying, you know, at 22, he should be thinking about marriage. He turned 23 a couple days later
she
on June 5th.
She said that?
Yeah.
You should be thinking about marriage? That's surprising.
I guess that the show, they're saying, is very Brody Jenner-centric.
Mm-hmm.
The cast circles around him and his friends. Brody Jenner calls Brandon Lee a very good friend in the Instagram promo.
All right.
The Hills New Beginnings is actually premiering in 2 weeks, right around the same time as...
On E?
No, it says here on MTV. Is that an E show, Yuzi?
I don't recall. Maybe E wasn't even around back then. No, I just figure all that kind of crap goes on E these days.
Right.
It's 24-hour Kardashian. They need something else.
So they get their half-brother.
It's kept them in business for a long time.
Yeah, that's for sure.
It has.
So is the other brother going to be on?
Yeah, I'll watch the teaser.
All right.
Let's see that. Oh, is that the kid?
Monday, June 24th.
So that's his mom. Saying,
he's making a name for himself in Hollywood.
Oh yeah,
is he?
Yeah, I'm sure he is.
Who said that at first? Was that
Brandon?
Brandon.
Oh, Brody said he's a good friend of mine.
Oh, he sounds so.
And Brandon is saying, I'm making a name for myself in Hollywood as like a total skeeve. Oh, so
you want to hear something trippy?
Yeah.
And this is just something I read, so I don't know whether it's right or wrong. But if I asked you, who's the richest band member in Motley Crue, who would you guess?
Probably, I would guess.
I'm going to say Nikki Sixx.
Why are you saying him?
Because I met him one time and hung out with him in a limousine.
Oh, so he had a limo. You know, I feel like he's had his hands in a bunch of other stuff. I don't know, though. I guess my snap judgment would be Tommy Lee.
It's Tommy Lee by far.
Oh, really? Oh.
By
why is
far,
that?
By like 30 million.
Wow.
But why?
And I don't know why. Well, he did that TV show where he went to
Tommy
Nebraska.
Goes Back to College.
Right. Right.
That was so good. I love that show.
But I don't know what he's
so
got
funny.
His hands in. I know that Nikki wrote all the music that Motley Crue
right.
did. So right. you'd think just based on maybe he made a deal where they all split the profits even anyway. You
about,
think if he had the publishing rights that he'd be making?
They must have signed up as a band and split it four ways.
I don't know. All this everything. Is saying is Tommy Lee is worth an estimated $70 million, according to Celebrity Net Worth. Success, majority of Lee's wealth is made millions on album sales, live performances, and royalties. This is February 15th, 2019.
That's crazy. You know, he's also gone through a couple divorces.
Yeah. Like,
well, so is Nikki.
Yeah.
So Nikki's so probably giving a bunch
a
of money away.
That's
but
what
Nikki
I'm
was at 45, and what I saw was Tommy was at 75
that's
million.
Crazy.
Oh, rich people. Speaking of divorces and losing money, Matt Lauer and Annette Roque, they're pretty close to finalizing their divorce. It looks like they've hammered out the settlement. So they will have their divorce finalized by a judge in Manhattan. They split, as you know, as he was cut from the Today Show in 2017 over sexual misconduct claims. It looked like he was bending over backward to give her everything she wanted in their divorce, but the deal wasn't finalized until now. She's going to get about a $20 million settlement, and she'll get to keep their Hamptons horse farm in Watermill.
Wow.
That sounds good. I don't know if they're going to wind up having to sell their... I guess they have a really palatial place in the Hamptons that they mm-hmm. bought from Richard Gere. He paid $36 million for it just in 2016. The next year,
this
everything...
is for the horse farm?
No. This is their home
oh,
that they live
okay.
in.
Okay. Because I would be all, yeah, take the horse. It smells like caca. Keep it. I'm never going there again. Yucky. Ugh.
The Richard Gere house is called Strongheart Manor. And he paid $36 million
oh,
for it.
Oh, and you were about to say then the market dropped or something?
No, that oh. he bought it in 2016 and his life fell apart in 2017.
Oh, okay.
I guess that is where he continues to live. I wonder if he lives like in the guest house because the wife and kids still live there too.
Oh, maybe.
Damn.
Huh?
Crunch.
He has kids with her, huh?
Yeah, they have a few uh-huh. kids. They've agreed to share custody of the kids. And they say once the divorce papers are signed, he'll likely go get his own place. So, and there's rumors that he's going to CNN.
Oh.
Is that right?
Rumors, just rumors. People are denying it. But that's the rumor. Michael Douglas, he has a place in Mallorca.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay,
go
I'm
back.
Ready.
So if he is on CNN, can you watch him?
Can
you,
I?
You, personally.
I don't know.
Is it like, remember when Brian Williams was
yes.
caught lying?
Yeah.
And then
I can watch him.
They couldn't use him anymore because everyone was like.
I can watch Brian Williams.
Oh, you can?
I can.
Okay.
What is that, MSNBC or
Matt's pretty
or whatever?
Gross. Matt's grosser than
yeah.
Brian Williams.
No, I'm just really
yeah, I don't
bringing
know,
it up as more of
I mean,
like,
I have
the baggage
CNN on
they
a
bring.
Lot at my house, so I guess if he popped up on there.
Would you go see a Kevin Spacey movie if he...
Yes, I.
Oh, you don't care.
I do care about all that stuff, but I separate. Sure. I mean, someone's a great actor.
So the reason everyone's wondering, thinking he's going to CNN, is because he was at the president's birthday party in April. He was like hanging out with him, or laughing.
The president of CNN.
CNN, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if it's. Yeah, it's just a rumor. I don't know if that's going to happen. He seems fairly untouchable right now. Like, it seems like a few more years would have to go by before he landed somewhere else. He's got plenty of money.
Yeah.
He can, you know, hang out at his place in the Hamptons or wherever he wants to go.
But you know he wants to go back to work.
You know where, yeah, you know
he,
where he wants to hang out on your TV.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I'd like to be in front of you again in your living room. Thanks for letting me in. I'll just do this really quickly. Michael Douglas has a place in Mallorca. It's a villa. Mallorca is a
like
private island off Spain.
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't know it's private. I think you can go there, but it's a private home. And it's apparently it was built in the mid-19th century. Part of it was, anyway.
Are you inviting me?
I wish I was, because this looks absolutely amazing. He has produced it, the thing's sat on the market for the last 5 years. So he bought it 20-something years ago. Oh, I'm sorry. He bought it 30 years ago, almost 30, in 1990. He paid $3.5 million for it. He listed it for 48 million pounds, which is probably closer to $60 or $70 million, uh-huh, in 2014. And it's been reduced to 26 million, which is probably like 40 million. I don't know. I don't know what the conversion rate is.
I'm completely dizzy.
It's a
all the numbers I know.
So let's just call it 26 million. That's expensive enough, okay, right? So it's a sprawling estate, and it's been on the market for 5 years, and now he's shot a Hollywood-style trailer for it because he's like, I got to unload this place. And I guess he's put in a bunch of money, which is why he needs all this additional money.
He should act in it, the movie for the place.
He should
go there and act in it.
He is in it. I think he just does the voiceover. I'm not sure if he's actually in it.
No, he should do Streets of Mallorca, run around and solve crimes there for
a minute or two. He should do that.
I just show how great it is there.
Didn't he start in Streets of San Francisco?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if he started, but that's how I remember first seeing him as a young man.
Did you watch this video?
No, did you watch it?
It's incredible.
The place is insane.
Your mouth would be watering watching.
I'm just looking at the overhead shot going, oh my God, that place is beautiful. I guess he bought it with his ex-wife.
So why is he selling it?
Because he's been married to Catherine Zeta-Jones now for 20 years.
So pictures?
And they never, only one. Oh. And they never go there.
And he's like 74 years old.
Right.
Oh,
let's hear this.
Oh my God.
Oh, that place is gorgeous. Look at that.
Oh, those views.
Oh, the fruit.
Jeez.
Oh, of course he did.
It has its own private harbor.
What?
No one knows. Oh, it's amazing. Oh, of course it does. Oh, that is just too much. All right, thank you.
Are you going to buy that?
Oh, God, I wish I could.
What? You said it's 26 mil?
26 million pounds, so significantly more than that in dollars.
You going to put an offer in?
Yeah, I'm going to offer $1 million. All right, what's coming up in the news, man?
Doobie weed.
Oh, I love doobie weed.
After
I mean,
this.
For other people.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Coming up at 9 o'clock, we have your chance to get in the running for the daily grand prize wine country getaway to the Fairmont Sonoma Mission and Spa. Just for getting qualified, you get to come to our secret show and our pool party. Pajama Llama Ding Dong. Something like that. The Pajama Llama PJ pool party.
Correct.
Oh, it's going to be great.
Wear your llama pajamas, everybody.
Go to RadioAlice.com, get all the info, and then be here at 9, 11, 1, 3, and 5 to win your way in.
The Radio Alice Report.
You're right, he's dead.
Oh, Benjamin Orr?
I just met him yesterday.
Oh, I'm so sorry. He died years ago, actually.
In the year 2000.
Yeah.
Was he watched?
He was in the Cars, the band The Cars.
Oh. He had pancreatic cancer.
Oh, is that what it was?
Oh, that's what the internet is saying in the quick search that I did.
Yeah.
I was doing, so there's this song I've been learning, and I thought.
Let's do it right now.
You know what I should
say?
No, no,
ready
no,
go?
I'm not. We have to tune the guitar. Why didn't you say that 5 minutes ago?
Well, we could do it at 9.
What's today?
Tuesday.
All right, Friday.
Anyway, the point is, I turn on the Cars to hear this song that I've learned. Or learning, whatever. Mm-hmm. And there's this handsome blonde man singing. And I'm like, who's that guy? And what's
that would
he
be
doing?
The lead singer of the Cars.
Yeah, but Rick Ocasek.
Everybody thinks it's Rick Ocasek, but he's just the one that he's the only name anybody knows from the Cars.
But why do I think he's the lead singer?
He does sing on some of the songs, for sure. He's the lead singer on some of their songs.
On the hits?
No. Nope. I mean, yes, on some of their hits. But Benjamin Orr is like the lead singer of the Cars.
What?
He's like the lead singer in that he sings lead on, I think, most of the songs.
Yeah, there he was singing on the song.
Like, and sometimes I can't even tell which one of them is singing. I'm like, is that Benjamin or is that Rick Ocasek?
Well, that's I never
John
knew.
Knows. John will always know. He knows. He goes, oh, that's Rick or that's Ben. I know. Nobody
Weird.
Knows about Ben Orr.
And then all of a sudden, now I just met him yesterday, and you're telling me he's dead.
Well, isn't the internet telling you?
I said, well, yeah, I know, but I mean, you
I'm
told
pretty
me.
Sure that guy's dead.
2000.
Yeah,
it's awful.
I don't know. I'm not the Cars fan I used to be. I guess.
Sheesh. Anyway, sorry.
It's quite all right.
That's backstory.
Are you okay, Vin?
Well, I'm bummed. I've just met him. I mean, we just met.
Well, Friday we'll be performing their hit song, Bye Bye Love. Right? Is that the one?
That's the one.
All right.
Anyway.
I can't feel this way much longer, expecting to survive. I can't wait.
Can you do it?
Sure. Yeah. I can do it right now.
Well, I can make do it right now if the guitar worked, but I don't know.
Let's plan for it.
Electric. Let's do electric.
We want it to be great.
Oh, well, it's not going to be great.
Well, yeah, we want it to be
us. We're talking about Sarah and Vinny.
She's not even
going
to practice.
We want it to be
I don't need to practice. I know it. I'll pull up the words and I'll do the whole thing. I've sung that song 5 million times in my life.
You are talking to a guy who, in guitar lessons, has told the guitar teacher, stop playing. You're screwing me up. Why do you keep playing? You're screwing me all up.
I'm good at following. I'll wait.
I'm good on my own here. I am not paying you to play along. Get out of here.
That's weirdo. What you do in a band. You play along.
I know, but it screws me up. Anyway, this Alice Report is brought to you by Floracraft San Francisco. Celebrate Floracraft's Red Tag Sale with 50% off the best brands of carpet, hardwood, appliances, and more.
50% off. That's
FloracraftHome.com. That's FloracraftHome.com. Here's what's happening. By now, you may have heard the Raptors and the refs were cheating last night, but the Warriors overcame.
Yeah.
They rose above it to get the win.
Somehow.
106-105.
Well, I was sorry about it.
Which means there'll be a game six on Thursday night.
Oh, see you back in the Bay, eh?
Thank goodness.
We have to journey down from the A area. We wanted to stay up here and celebrate our victory, but you guys took it away from us.
Now I got something to do Thursday night.
Yee-hoo. Good luck, you guys. I hope it's a fair fight.
Yeah, we do, too. We hope that you don't bring your cheaty refs with you.
Well, I think they're staying home.
Good.
With all the rest of the cheaties.
Good. We've been in a pretty big heat wave. The temps will continue to drop from today through the week. By Thursday, we should see much cooler.
But today's going to be another hot
one. Yeah, it's going to be hot. Mm-hmm.
Cooler at the beaches, though.
But continuing to drop through the week. So that's
feeling
good news.
Hot.
You got that ready?
AP data analysis has found when states legalize pot for adults, existing medical marijuana programs take a big hit.
Oh.
I wouldn't mind hazarding a guess. A lot of people get licenses for medical pot for their headaches and their back pain. And their sleeplessness.
Anxiety.
And their anxiety. And then all of a sudden, once it's legal, they only need to go get it from the dispensary without
any. Go get it.
Why be bothered with that nonsense?
I wouldn't. Absolutely not.
In
I guess
Oregon,
unless I wanted to travel with it. Is that something?
The number of medical card holders dropped 2/3.
Yeah. Of course it did.
Because that was right. Guys, they were working the system. That you'd set up. They had to do what they had to do.
Right. Now they don't have to do it anymore.
Right.
They're not going to bother with you anymore. Even if they do have, no matter what, even if they have a valid medical reason for using it, which of course most of them did, they don't need to anymore. They can just go get it.
Alaska's registry decreased by 63%, Nevada 40%, and Colorado 20%.
Oh.
Much of the decline comes from consumers who, ill or not, got medical cards because it was the only way to buy pot legally, and now they don't need them anymore.
Yeah.
Right. Duh.
Surprise.
It's been
who
trippy.
Who couldn't see that coming?
Watching this Murder Mountain, and I'm only a few episodes in, and I wouldn't recommend it. It's good, but it's kind of documentary, and but it's interesting watching this transition from illegal to legal. And how some people who'd been on the black market making tons of money on pot are now trying to transition and they can't figure out how to.
Right.
This one dude's like, my whole batch is still sitting on the shelf in some store. It hasn't sold.
You need to reduce the price. Eh? Yeah, it's, you know, this is...
That's legit.
And the thing
supply
is, it gets,
and demand
gets
becomes...
people out of that business of having to smuggle it. It takes the danger away. And then these are people who are going to have to find something else to do. You know, I'm for the decriminalization... I'm for the decriminalization of all drugs. And then you take the dark side out from under it, and suddenly these people don't have... That's not making them money anymore.
Well, there's no doubt.
Their reign of terror comes to an end.
The story of murder that's going on in Humboldt is part of this... Well, it's called Murder Mountain. Mm. And it's a trip. Like, wow. All these hippie farmer types, there's... Things got rough.
Yeah.
And many of them went, we're out of here.
Yeah, they just wanted to live communally with no shoes and no shirts.
Have
no
a cantaloupe
pants.
That I grew myself, and also smoke some doobie.
Yeah, that's all I want to do.
Look at me, spooning cantaloupe and taking bong rips.
This is the life.
Yeah.
What's that guy doing over there with a machine gun? This doesn't seem like my idyllic paradise anymore.
Nope. It's safe to drink up to 25 cups of coffee a day?
What?
What?
25?
That's too many.
Research, it is too many.
Couple cups, that's all I
need. But you know what's weird? Kids are growing up, kids, who already have all the energy.
Right. They wake up and they're ready to go.
And they have Red Bulls now.
I know. It's terrible.
So with all that energy, and maybe by the time they're grown-ups, they're going to need that much coffee.
They will.
Researchers found that, this is at in London, they found it safe for your heart to drink an obscene amount of coffee on a daily basis, like as much as 25 cups.
Are there other problems, though? It seems like every other story I hear about coffee is, it's great, you can drink as much as you want. It's not great, you should limit yourself to one cup a day. Or none. It seems like every other story.
Well, here they're saying, we're not telling you to drink 25 cups. We're just saying it can be enjoyed as a part of a healthy lifestyle.
Unless you want to actually sleep at night.
They found that well, that's it.
You got to cut yourself off. I cut myself off. Noon is the absolute latest I will have any caffeine.
Yeah, but you didn't used to.
No,
I
know.
You used to come in here and go, I can't figure out why
I can't
not sleeping.
Sleep. Could be that iced coffee I'm having with dinner at 5 o'clock.
Durr.
I know. Big dirt.
And you didn't even say that. What you said was, what I do is there's a whole leftover pot of coffee that I haven't touched, and then I start drinking that when I get home.
Right. Well, I just figured I was immune to coffee's effects after all these years.
How's that possible?
Turns out, no.
Right.
Big dummy.
Durr.
Doyoy. For years I was doing that. Iced coffees all day. Mm-hmm.
A 47-year-old guy in Israel just got arrested after robbing at least two banks while armed with an avocado.
Oh, dangerous. It's a dangerous fruit. Was it salted?
It was black, and he claimed it was a grenade.
Oh, yeah.
It worked twice.
Oh.
I could see how that could look like a grenade to someone frightened.
He got $4,500 the first robbery and $3,300 the second one. Cops couldn't ID him from surveillance footage because he wore hats, glasses, and an eye patch to hide his face. Mm. They tracked him down by comparing the cell phone activity at each bank. His phone was the only phone active in both places while they were being robbed.
Leave your cell phone at home, man. Curses foiled again.
Turns out he has a record and spent 3 years in jail for a previous robbery.
And they
and
got him again.
Don't know if he used an avocado in the
Where was
first.
This again?
This was in Israel. Mm. Avocado.
Thanks.
I'm not going to tell you not to do this. Go ahead.
Oh.
Whatever.
I might tell you.
Apparently, there's a trend called sunburn tattoos. Basically, you put a stencil of a design on your skin, and then you go outside in the sun to get burned, and the pale spot becomes your stenciled sunburn tattoo.
Don't do it, people.
It's bad for your skin, but you know what? Go ahead.
You know what you could do? Put this... cover a portion of your skin.
I gotta bring this in.
Put sunscreen all over you, and then peel that off. And then you just get a tiny little sunburn tattoo.
Shouldn't be burning your skin out. That is so stupid.
Can I say? Can I say? Is it good?
It's well.
Batman.
Oh, he did exactly that. He did the opposite thing that I just said to do. His is opposite. His is a burn of That's so funny. Yeah, that's dumb. Don't do it.
But the stars are the other one.
Or just go ahead right. and do it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Whatever. Oh, how weird. It's a sun burned into her, around yeah. her. Okay.
That just seems like a dumb idea to me, but, you know, kids, do whatever you want.
Bad for your skin, but whatever.
Can I tell you?
Hey, Father's Day is this Sunday, everybody.
Oh, thanks for the reminder.
You know what your dad wants? He wants a phone call from you. That's the top of the list.
I talked to him the other day. I already got him his Father's Day gift.
Is it a new boat?
No.
Oh,
I got him this.
Doing?
I got him a model trailer, like one of those vintage trailers. It's hard to explain.
Like
it's
the silver ones?
Yeah, like that. But it's just a little model that he had to put together and stuff. And
like
it's
like an Airstream?
Like an Airstream. It's not one of the silver ones. It's one of those sort of older ones. They're sort of egg-shaped. It has the round window, a little door, and the like metal siding.
So once he builds it, he can use it on vacation?
No, it's tiny. He already built it. It was a very simple kit, and it came with two flamingos.
He would have to shrink
welcome
himself down.
Mat.
What?
Yeah, it's tiny. It's this big.
What?
Yeah, and it sits sitting on his counter. My mom's like, "Yay!"
It doesn't even sleep one person.
No, it doesn't even. It would sleep a mouse. It's actually a birdhouse, but he says it's too flimsy to hang and put birds.
Oh
in.
Dear.
Yeah,
flimsy's not a good review.
No. Nope, he said he didn't think it would actually support a bird.
Oh, crunch. That's too bad.
Yeah.
Wow.
He likes it, though.
You mad at him?
No.
Oh.
I try to get him something interesting every year because he doesn't need anything. And, you know, I just
send
him steaks.
You don't think he needs an Airstream? Like one that he could actually sleep in?
I'm not going to spend $60,000 to get him. I'm just, you know, I'm talking about like a little something just
all right.
to remind Chachki. Him that I love him, you
all
know?
Right. Okay, take it easy.
I got
anyway.
A little robot thing last year.
All dads want is a call from their kids. That's the top of the list. A steak would be nice too, they say.
Yeah.
I used to send steaks, like Omaha steaks.
They're the best.
Some peace and quiet.
Oh.
Watching a baseball game with the family. Maybe going to a game because watching
yeah, that
a
must
game,
be it, right?
There's no way. A few beers.
A couple beers. Bears.
It says a glass of wine, but I don't
know.
Really?
Bears. Glass of wine?
Your dad doesn't drink wine, does he?
I don't know. He might. He drinks everything.
Yeah, but he wants beer.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just get him a case.
Right.
Two case.
Whenever he comes to our house, we always buy John buys a case of the cans, the Bud cans.
That's what you want.
That's all he wants.
Right. Duh. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple.
All right. I'm ready.
I went to the second Coachella with Radiohead and The Cure in 2004 and paid $75 per day.
Yeah. It's a lot more
Yeah,
now.
It's expensive now.
VIP tickets around a grand.
So is the Burnout Festival or whatever they call that. What is that called? Burning Man?
Burning Man.
Oh, Burning Man. Burning Man is insanely expensive.
It's become a business.
Yeah.
Which was once this art sort of experience has become biz.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
A lot of people have written about the podcast yesterday. Are those up now?
They're going to be up soon.
Oh, yeah, they're okay. saying yesterday's were Fridays or something.
No.
That's what I saw.
No, that's inaccurate.
Okay.
But it'll be up soon.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
It'd be more of a fun story if Steph turned out to be a slut.
No.
No.
Wow.
We don't want that.
Nobody
we want
wants
Aisha
that.
And their children to be happy. And no.
Oh, no. Come on.
Must you?
Better Other than my wife. As medicine's right.
No.
Other than my wife.
Oh.
Other than my wife.
Oh.
I don't like
Madison's
it.
New Frozen 2 trailer out today, Sarah.
Woo! Oh, my God.
I already watched it.
How
I was
going
to say, I won't be watching that.
It looks good.
I'm sure it will be. I'm sure it'll be excellent, right?
If there was ever, like, could they have taken more time with it?
How long ago did the first one
I don't
one
know.
Come
it's been a long time coming, though, I'll tell you that. With a lot of little in-between. Here's a Christmas, 20-minute Christmas thing.
Right.
2013. Yeah, that's when she was born. So five-something years ago.
Jeez. Has been a long time since we've had that kid.
Sarah can say graduation is going to be so hot, But somehow I expected her to say graduation is going to be so hot.
Hot. I say hot, don't I?
Sure.
Depends.
It's just that hot as a word on its own is a bigger word than when you have a hot dog.
Hot dog.
I would never say hot dog. Hot is a full mouth word, but hot dog is just like a little word.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll read the rest of the text after this.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.